Welcome back to Inside TBT. The news this week is that every location is officially unveiled, as TBT has officially announced it's heading back to Philadelphia for championship week. August 2nd, semifinals. August 4th, Million Dollar Championship at Drexel, at the DAC, back in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale now for not just Philadelphia, but for every single region. Some unbelievable sessions in round one. In Butler, you get to see the Butler team and the new Indiana team that was announced, Assembly Ball. Both of those teams playing in the same session in the opening night at Butler. Christian Wofford on the show today talking about Assembly Ball, the Indiana TBT team. And then over in Pittsburgh, you got the Pitt alumni in the same session as the UConn alumni, another new TBT team that was announced, Stars of Stores. Yes, that's right. The back-to-back NCAA tournament champions, UConn. They have a team in TBT led by three former champions themselves. But more on that from Mark D'Amelio here on the show today. Entrepreneur, superstar, celebrity. He's running the UConn team. Great conversation with him. So we got Wofford talking Indiana Assembly Ball and Mark D'Amelio talking UConn Stars of Stores. Let's get to those interviews right now. Now on Inside TBT, Christian Wofford. You've probably heard his name with For the Win coming after it. He's got some exciting news. Christian, thanks for joining me on the show.
Man, no problem, man. Drew, happy to be here, bro. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You are here because, as you announced earlier, Indiana has a team in TBT. Finally, it's been a long time coming, Assembly Ball. Let's just start with that. How does it feel that, you know, this is finally coming to fruition?
Man, this feels good, bro. We didn't talk about it. Like I said, I talked about it with my colleagues and my, you know, my friends and stuff for so long, bro. And it's finally, you know, anytime we can able to really watch things come into fruition, man, and really get a team together, bro. It's been fun. It's been obviously has up and downs, you know, trying to get everybody on the same page with guys playing, you know, overseas and in the NBA. It's just a lot of different things, a lot of moving variables and stuff, but it's been good for us, bro.
We're very happy we could, you know, finally make this happen. And in Indianapolis, right, nonetheless, right. Assembly Ball will be playing at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is very cool. What do you expect in fan support to be like in Indy this year?
Man, it's the Hoosier Nation, bro. Anytime we're in the Hoosier State, man, I expect things to be packed out. You know, we got a lot of people that going to support always. I think anytime, you know, you put the candy stripes out there, you put guys that's played at the university. People going to show up. People going to support, especially the guys people want to see. These guys are still professional basketball players, wore those candy stripes and wore that Indiana on the front of their jersey proudly. So I know these fans are going to come out and support like they always have for us.
Absolutely. The committed players so far, Troy Williams,
right,
Juwan Morgan, Miller Kopp. That's a good starting trio right there. Obviously, you need about 10 on the team. You need five in a starting lineup. I know we can't talk much about the rest.
We got some announcements coming. Don't worry. We got some more people coming, but that's definitely a good start, man. Anytime you can get a big, you know, a solid foundation of guys that know what it means to play in the state of Indiana. So, you know, all those guys are looking forward to coming back playing, man. So it's going to be fun.
It's exciting because, as we mentioned, Indiana team playing in Indianapolis, where I'd say majority of Indiana alumni are in Indianapolis. A cool element about TBT is every game ends on a made basket. You, of all people, are familiar with games ending on a make. What do you think of the overall concept of the Elam ending?
Bro, I got a love-hate relationship with the Elam ending, man. I played in TBT, obviously. I've been watching it for the last couple of years, bro. It's just It'll break your heart, bro, and it's also the most joyous thing, you know, when you finally get that last bucket, and it just, you know, takes that pressure away, man. So it makes TBT very unique, you know, just because every game has to end in it, and you know, it's definitely a system, it's definitely a strategy that you have to take place, you know, messing with the Elam ending for sure.
So you obviously have TBT experience, and I would say most fans in Indianapolis, most Indiana basketball fans, they're diehard basketball fans, so they're familiar with TBT. But for the fans who are just being introduced to it through this assembly ball team, what's that intensity like in TBT when every game's do or die, $1 million on the line?
Man, it's crazy, bro. I could talk a little bit, you know, just because I played in the actual championship game with Eberline Drive a few years back, bro. So I just say, man, it's the TBT tournament, bro. It's no joke. It's high level basketball. You got pros from all over the world. It's not just some, you know, something that's thrown together, some street ball. No, this is a real thing here, bro. And it's high level competition, and man, it's always fun. It's always competitive. And, you know, as a basketball player, man, you don't want, especially in the summertime, you know, you got a chance to be on ESPN, play in front of your family and friends, bro. And it's just, you know, a lot of guys coming back stateside to play. It's just fun, man. Anytime you can do that.
You mentioned the intensity. Obviously, you got all the way to the championship. Intensity is elevated to a new level there. But it is single elimination, so only one game is guaranteed for assembly ball this summer. However, we did confirm that round one for assembly ball will be the same session as the Butler alumni team, all good dogs. So one ticket gets you in to see the Butler alumni team and the Indiana alumni team. How special will that opening night be to have both fan bases in Hinkle, really, you know, matchups to be determined, but really just putting on a show for Indianapolis?
Oh, man, it's special, man. I mean, this is the Hoosier State. This is the basketball state, bro. It's Indiana. I know it's going to be packed. I know a lot of people going to be out supporting. And I think it's just special to have those two teams competing under the same roof. Whenever we did, you know, such thing as the Crosswood Classics, where we had, you know, all the Indiana schools, Butler, IU, Notre Dame, and Purdue under the same roof, has always been crazy, man. So I don't expect nothing less.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Purdue alumni will be there as well. We will see what that team looks like and what the whole region looks like. We got to talk a little non-TBT, though, because obviously you're a Hoosier guy. You're not playing this year, but you still got some thoughts on Indiana basketball. I need to hear your three guys in Indiana history that you'd pick. Elam ending, next bucket wins. Who do you want Indiana history with the ball in their hands?
Indiana history or just guys I played with? I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Which one you want?
Why don't we go one all-time Hoosier and one guy you played with?
If I had to go one all-time Hoosier, obviously I'd probably go Isaiah Thomas. You know, this guy that's probably, you know, I don't want to say the greatest to come because we have so many great players to come through there. But, you know, as far as the clutch gene and making, you know, probably Isaiah Thomas and just the guy I played with. That's a tough one, bro. I played with some great players. Obviously, Victor Oladipo, Cody Zeller, you know, a lot of different Jordan Holes, a lot of different guys that made big time shots, bro. So that's a tough one as well. I thought that into anybody.
I think what would be a hell of a matchup would be next bucket wins, Elam ending, game on the line, Isaiah Thomas on offense, Oladipo's guarding him on defense. I don't know who's coming out on top of that. Oladipo's a dog.
I don't know who's gonna win that one, but that would be tough. That'll be a great one.
So the TBT, last question for you, TBT attendance record. Talk about a matchup we'd want to see. TBT attendance record, 7,202. Two-part question. One, do you think the Indiana fans can break that record in that first session? And then question number two is, what do you think the attendance would look like if we not only had Indiana and Butler in the same session, but they were playing each other, all good dogs versus assembly ball?
Oh, man, that'd be wild. If I'm not mistaken, the last time I played them, I may have lost to them, to Butler, at the buzzer. Obviously, it's Cambridge now, but bro, I definitely know we'll break that record. That's 7,000. I expect probably, you know, I don't know how many. I don't even want to put a cap on it just because the Indiana fans, bro, are just so, you know, so supportive of what we've done throughout the years, man. So I definitely see that. If you know, obviously, if things line up that way, I expect it to be packed, sold out you know, standing room only type environment for sure.
Well, some cool potential matchups coming down the pipeline this summer, but the biggest thing that we're here talking about is Indiana finally has a TBT team, assembly ball. I got a ton of friends who are going to be fired up about this, but nothing compares to, I'm sure, the amount of friends that you have that are going to be fired up about this. We're looking forward to it. Any message to Hoosier Nation, Indiana faithful, before we get you out of here?
Hey man, just stay tuned to the updates. We got a lot of different guys coming. We're going to access that transfer portal too. You know, obviously this new day and age, we're going to access the transfer portal. Not everybody, you know, will have been probably played at IU. Obviously, you know, the thing is to win. So we're going to have a lot of say so and a lot of input on things that happen, man. So you guys stick with us, stay tuned. Follow us on all social medias. Assembly Ball, baby. We on the way.
I love it. Well, there you go. Christian, thanks for coming on. This has been great. Get you in person, too, during TBT. Talk about, you know, what the team actually looks like. Maybe have you come on once we got, you know, 7 or 8 guys committed. But right now, it's a great start, and fans should be excited. Big things coming.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Andrew, for sure, man. This has been a pleasure.
All right, joining me now on Inside TBT, the godfather of Stars of Stores, the UConn alumni team, Mark D'Amelio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andrew. So excited, man. This is awesome.
It's a long time coming. A year ago, you tweeted at us in tournament, gotta get a UConn team in TBT. And here we are, you know, 9 months later, and we're there. We did it. Just why was this the year for you to get involved, and why now? This is year 11 of TBT. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, someone on Twitter actually back a year and a half ago told me about TBT, and he actually hit me up recently and was like, hey, don't forget I was the guy that told you about TBT. I always thought about it. I mean, even back 20 years ago, I was like, wow, imagine if players from different eras, even 1 or 2 years apart, could play together, how awesome that would be. And you guys have been doing it. You're the leaders. You're the only game in town that's been doing it. And, you know, we're excited to be part of it. I think over the last couple of years, my involvement with UConn basketball has gotten stronger. And I've really tried to do a good job bringing in just really connecting alumni, fans, and players that a lot of schools, UConn, hasn't done in the past, like doing events to bring in players and current students and fans all together is kind of what I've been doing with the collective and outside of the collective over the last couple of years. And it's been awesome.
Well, that's great. You mentioned the collective, D'Amelio Huskies collective. My first question that comes to mind with the collective, UConn, 2-time defending champs with basketball. Are people like, screw this guy, they don't need our money, they're winning championships? Or are they like, no, it's got to stay like this? Because I feel like a bad program is going to get some more donations versus 2-time defending champs. What more help do they need?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I can't take credit for it. There's another collective that is probably the leader in the revenue generation, but they're, you know, look, I think we can get discounts on players because, you know, you might get someone that's going to throw a pot of money at you. But, you know, if I'm in a student's shoes, I might take less because you got a good chance, at least over the last 2 years, to win a national championship. But it's still, even as big as UConn is, you still have to give market value to the players coming in.
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned players, you mentioned the collective. You got 3 guys on the roster committed right now. Daniels, Boatwright, Calcaterra, Coach Chris Smith, who of course is the all-time leading scorer in UConn history. Are these the names that you thought of right away when you thought TBT was like, Boatwright, your guy? Like, I got to grab Boatwright. He's got to be on this team.
Yeah, I mean, UConn has been blessed to have so many floor generals over the last 20 years. There is, as I've gotten more acclimated to understanding TBT and understanding that you know, guys have to be ready to play. This isn't, you know, some summer rec league. This is the real deal. You know, you guys have talked about how many players that have worked with TBT go into the NBA. And so you got to be ready to rock and roll. So I knew we needed someone who's been playing to be a floor general. And, you know, that's Boatwright. We obviously have other guys like Kemba and Shabazz, but to lock in as our first real commit, Ryan, is amazing. Joey Calcaterra, who his dad and I have become very friendly. His family's amazing. You know, he's fresh off playing the G League with the Lakers. DeAndre Daniels is a stud. So just those three guys. And again, once we issue the press release and people start really finding out, UConn fans finding out what TBT is all about, the floodgates are going to open. So from a player standpoint.
Well, we at TBT have learned very quickly to never doubt Mark D'Amelio. If he says he's getting someone, he's getting them. If he says he's putting the team in, he's putting the team in. So who are some of those guys on the Mark D'Amelio wish list that if you get enough time in their ear, they'll be on this team?
Yeah, I mean, so there's a little bit of finessing to it because they can't – there's obviously an NBA summer league. So there's people that are excluded, right? We even have like Niels Giffey, who plays for the German team. If he's in the Olympics, he's not going to be able to play for us, right? Andre Drummond, from what I understand, was under contract with the Bulls. So if all of a sudden he's not under contract with the Bulls, that opens him up. Rudy Gay, I texted him. I said, "Hey, any shot?" And he gave me like the eyes back, like he's thinking about it. So there are some constraints on who we could work with. Obviously, if someone just graduated from UConn and they're going to the NBA, that takes guys like Tristan and other guys off. But people that I want to talk to, Kemba, obviously I have a relationship with Kemba. Napier would be an incredible add for us. Andre Drummond would be, you know, I mean, he's a monster. So, and we're open. But I'm running point on the general manager thing, but ultimately it's Chris's and his staff's decision on who we take on. So I let the basketball – I'm the marketer and the brand guy. I let the basketball guys do the basketball stuff.
So obviously the UConn team this year, in the last 2 years, every tournament game, you know, 17-plus points. Is that what we can expect for Stars of Stores? They're just going to come in championship year one, every game's a blowout, or do you think there may be – at least a little bit of a learning curve in year one compared to the tournament teams we've seen the last few years?
Yeah, I don't even think I'm trying to be humble. I think there's going to be a learning curve. I think it's a different game. It's you know, and I've told the guys, like, look, if you just want to send it in and show up, we're going to do practice a week before. We got a whole thing set up in Connecticut. We're pulling out all the stops, but this is — the competition is real. And we're not Danny Hurley and his staff. This is brand new. So look, I'm hopeful that we do really well. We need to be humble going into it, knowing that yes, we're UConn players, but this is something that's been going on for 10 years. And there's a lot of teams that have been in this a lot longer than us. And, you know, but next year we'll win everything. So.
Well, there you go. A 2025 TBT championship for Stars of Stores.
And we might squeak something out this year too. So.
Well, it's funny you mentioned 2025, because another Mark D'Amelio speaking into existence is, I know you would love for UConn to host the tournament eventually. How cool would that be, you know, for you, for the team? And is that something that you would like to see happen in the future of TBT?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few venues that we could do it. You know, there is Mohegan Sun, which we talked to. They have a WNBA team, so that kind of puts them in a tough situation over the summer to get that many, you know, to get a weekend available to do something like this. There's also an arena down in Fairfield County. Obviously, to host this at Gamble Pavilion in Storrs, Connecticut would be incredible. We're already having dialogue with them and with TVT to get that set up. So I see us playing in Connecticut next year.
Well, that would definitely be exciting. The best way to say to the TBT fans in the TBT world that TBT belongs in Storrs in at UConn is to have a lot of fans this year in Pittsburgh. What are your expectations for fans? You know, round one is in the same session as the Pitt alumni team. So that's a great ticket. You get, you know, access to the Pitt alumni team's game. You get access to the UConn alumni team's game, you know, matchups, timing, all that stuff, TBD. But what do you expect game one for the legacy of the UConn alumni team to look like from an attendance standpoint? The record, by the way, for a single TBT game is 7,202 people.
Wow. Wow. I think we're going to travel really well. I think, you know, for a guy like me who is, you know, you get March Madness going into April, and then you have NBA playoffs. And, you know, as a Knicks fan, I've had some tough years. So now I have UConn winning the championship, Knicks up 3-1 right now. I think once summer rolls around, basketball fans are sitting around going, man, I just miss it. I know we got the Olympics later, but we're going to travel really well. We're going to travel really well. And we've already chartered one bus to Pittsburgh. If we got to charter a couple, we have a relationship. UConn has a strong relationship with a bus company called Datco. Those guys are going to hopefully provide some buses. You know, I'd love for us to fill the arena with at least, you know, a thousand or so UConn fans.
That would certainly be special. We need, if you're on that bus, we need coverage, videos, tweeting out stuff. We need all that stuff on the parade to Pittsburgh for UConn TBT.
We'll get it done. I'm good at, I mean, my following on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, probably gets sick of all my UConn posts, because I'm sure my UConn following is probably 5% of my overall following, but I sacrifice the 95% of my followers for the 5% who care about UConn. So I'm going to be posting stuff all the time to get tickets sold for TBT in Pittsburgh.
I love it. That's what we want to hear. Before I get you out of here, kind of two quick things to finalize. First one is, obviously you got posters behind you, the Melio show. What else are you cooking up right now? What are you working on outside of TBT? There's got to be some other cool projects that you're able to share.
Yeah, we started a brands company, and we have a footwear brand, a women's footwear brand called D'Amelio Footwear. And we have a snack company called Be Happy Snacks, which is, we're in the process of selling into 10,000 7-Eleven stores around the country. So that, just working on different brand things for my family and you know, doing the social media thing, but just enjoying life, man, enjoying life. And I don't have a ton of hobbies, so UConn and UConn basketball takes over a lot of my hobbies. So, and I actually text Danny Hurley the video, and he was like, "This is awesome, Mark." So maybe we'll get to see him in Pittsburgh. So I'd love to get the Hurley family out to Pittsburgh. So
that would be great. You yourself and UConn Stars of Storrs quickly becoming a great advocate for basketball and, of course, TBT. Before I get you out of here, I got to do this for you. Any questions that you have for me or for TBT live on the show, I'll answer them. Now's the time to ask.
No, you know, I mean, your team has been awesome. I've been working closely with Jake over a year. So we have meetings all the time. I think we ask all the questions up front. We built a nice team. So it's been great. Like, things that I would have asked, I've already learned through it. So but if I think of anything, I'll definitely tweet out at TBT and ask you guys a question directly.
Sounds good. That's me running it. So I told you when we met a week or so ago that we've actually kind of been talking for a year via Twitter X.
Absolutely,
man. But now it's real. So we're excited. Obviously, you're excited. Stars of Storrs this summer. but championships coming in 2025.
Let's go. Well, maybe this year. I don't want anybody putting a picture or video of me in anybody's locker room, but so I want to be humble, but UConn's going to come strong this year.
Well, there you go. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, bud.